Welcome back inside the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Wes Moore. Glad you're with us. Watching a little of the Masters. Jordan Spieth safely on the 12th green. That's where it all fell apart for him last year, hitting it into the water a couple times on 12 in the final round. But he's safely on the back of the green. Even par through 11 holes. Justin Rose leads the Masters at 2 under par, or co-leads, I should say, with Thomas Peters and Andrew Sullivan. And Kevin Chappell, we got to put him up there. So four tied for the lead at 2 under par on a very windy day at Augusta. Coming up later, Stephen Davis joins us to talk about the Trav season opener. But right now, we go to the Fidelity Communications hotline, bring in Richard Davenport, the recruiting guy for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette and WholeHogSports.com. Richard, welcome to the show. You enjoying the Masters?
Yeah, I actually have it muted while I'm working, and it's always... it's always a fun 4 days. I always enjoy watching. It's just such a beautiful place, and it obviously looks that way on TV too.
Richard, we had Dudley on a little earlier. I wanted to talk some Razorback basketball recruiting with him, because I look up on Twitter the last couple of days, and it seems like every transfer out there, or senior grad transfer, guys unhappy, they're listing Arkansas as a possibility. What's going on with basketball?
Well, I mean, it's a very fluid situation. I think that obviously they have reached out to several kids, but right now I would say Michael Weathers, a transfer from Miami of Ohio, point guard, is really the guy that should be focused on. He talked to Coach Anderson yesterday. He talked to assistant coach T.J. Cleveland about 3 or 4 days ago, kind of got the contact and the communication going then, and then Coach Anderson talked to him yesterday. Looks like they're trying to set up an official visit. They're still communicating on that, and the interest is definitely mutual. Matt Zimmerman, director of operations, actually recruited him out of high school, and got that relationship going back then, but he and his brother were wanting to play together, even though that they kind of indicated something that had to be done. But obviously they did go to Miami, Ohio together, and now obviously because of his desire to transfer, Arkansas is back in communication with him. He was the freshman of the year of the MAC. Had a really, really good year, and a guy that's very talented. I mean, he averaged almost 17 points a game, 4.8 assists, 4.2 rebounds, two steals a game, and even had 1.4 blocks this past season. So 6'3", about 165, very talented kid who right now I would say he's the guy to look at right now, but that doesn't mean things can't change in the future. Like I said, they got a lot of irons in the fire, and recruiting, one thing that I've learned to know and learned is things can change, not only daily, but even hourly. But he's a guy that I would look at right now.
And he is a guy that, as a fresh, so he would transfer in, have to sit out a year.
Correct. He would.
Well, it would work out well with all the senior guards that would be leaving. You're going to need some guys for when, Barford and Bell and Anton Beard, not Bell, Macon, when they all leave, you're going to need some guards. And so he at least would be in the system for a year and kind of know how the Razorbacks practice, play, and know the system.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, that would be a huge advantage. Even though kids, obviously, when they transfer, they don't like to sit out that year, but it can be a major plus, because obviously, instead of practicing and going to war, that season, you're really learning more behind the scenes. You're learning more about the coaches. You're learning more about your possible role on that team. You can also develop physically. There's so many pluses that can go into that, and being a younger guy, being 165, I know a lot of times I'll post, weights of kids and fans will, you know, think, oh my God, the kid is, you know, he's, there's no way he can hold up in the SEC or whatever. You look at Malik Monk, I know he's an extreme, you know, comparison, but he, I bet he wasn't more than, you know, 175 or so this past season, and I think he did fairly well.
Richard, I saw you had tweeted out a story on Lake Hamilton's offensive lineman, Will Burgess. You got an update on him?
Yeah, he visited Arkansas last week, and it was really a opportunity for the coaching staff and Will to get to know one another. You know, and what I figured that, you know, they told him that they were very high on him. They just want to see him this spring and see him in a camp this summer. But one of the things that was kind of different this past season, the offense that he was in, he was in kind of in a weird stance. I mean, the majority of his weight was on his toes. Usually, you know, your stance is you're not putting so much weight on your toes. And they really want to see how he moves in a more traditional stance where he's a little bit more balanced on his feet and in his stance. And I think that's probably the biggest holdup in Arkansas possibly offering him. I think he's physically, he's there. He's 6'4", 340 pounds. Athletically, he's definitely good enough, I think, to play in the SEC. And strength-wise, he's pretty impressive right now, 365 bench, 475 squat. You know, he's a guy that I think right now you'd have to look at and say that he has a pretty solid chance of getting an offer if he, you know, obviously if he takes care of business, you know, during the spring and in camp in June.
Richard Davenport, the recruiting guy for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette and WholeHogSports.com, joins us. I saw PA's Luke Jones got an offer from Virginia, and we've heard about Luke Jones now for a while. Is Luke Jones on Arkansas's radar?
Definitely. They like him. He's another guy that would have to come into camp. The one thing about Luke, he never gets into a three-point stance, and it's always stand-up. And that's something, another thing that Arkansas wants to look at him at when he puts his hand in the dirt. That's a lot of times colleges, you know, that run pro-style offense, you know, it's not always the case, but a lot of times they want to see how a kid does once they do put their hand in the dirt. That's the thing that they want to see out of Luke.
Last weekend, there were a lot of visitors for that Saturday practice. Is that the case for this Saturday?
No. Right now, I'm still gathering names. Ladarius Bishop, I know, will be going. There's a couple other kids that I'm not looking at my list that confirmed that are going to be there. But he's the main one. He's the in-state target that they really want from Ashdown, a cornerback / safety. He could play safety. He's going to play safety this upcoming season. He's big enough, and I think he's versatile enough to play both positions. I think, you know, potentially he could be recruited just as a DB and just get him on campus and see what happens. I think Arkansas is in very good shape with him. Obviously, you got Monteric Brown already on board, and Monteric's in his ear. Coach Blunney's doing a fantastic job of staying in contact with him. So, you know, he's the main guy that I'm focused on about this weekend, but I am reaching out to other guys and seeing if there may be some additional names that I could throw out there too.
Richard Davenport, the recruiting guy for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, WholeHogSports.com, and the host of Recruiting Thursday right here on Fox Sports Arkansas. Who's coming up on the show tonight?
We're going to have Grayson Boomer, one of the guys that visited Arkansas on Saturday. He's a 2019 tight end from Oklahoma that received an offer from Coach Bielema. He was very excited about that. And at 7:15, Khalil Garland. Been trying to get him back on, and things just haven't been able to be worked out, but he said he's a go for 7:15. 7:30, going to have Jermaine Crowell, head coach of Belleville, Michigan, on. There's several kids from Belleville visited yesterday. Arkansas extended two offers two of his kids, and he'll be talking about just the experience of the kids, and because they brought a a busload. I maybe 30 kids, and it was just a great opportunity for those kids to be able to see more. To see different things. They're on a tour of several schools, and obviously Arkansas was one of them. And then at 7:45, I'm thinking we have Michael Weathers on. I have to double check. It seemed like it was kind of iffy whether or not he was going to be on last night, but I'm going to check back with him today and see if we can get that confirmed.
Boomer from the Sooner State? Now, is that just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, kind of weird last name. That's not a middle name. That's his last name. So I don't know that. That definitely sounds like a Sooner fan, but that's his last name. That there's several, you've heard of other people with the last name of Boomer. So I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I mean, Oklahoma is not offered yet. Arkansas has a great tradition with tight ends, and he realizes that. He really likes how Arkansas utilizes his position, so I think that's a plus. But we'll see. Arkansas was able to get Cameron Curl out of Oklahoma last year, and he had an offer from Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. So, it'd be interesting to see what happens with him.
Yeah, if he gets out of state and develops into a player, the Sooner fans may not let that coaching staff let that one down. How can you lose out on a guy in Oklahoma with the last name of Boomer?
Yeah.
that would be hard. Hard to explain. Richard, as always, thank you, man. We appreciate it. Have a good show tonight.